Happy Easter. This scripture is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, and this is from the Message version. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices they had prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of the Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then out of nowhere, it seemed, two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck and bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He is not here, but raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners, be killed on a cross, and in 3 days rise up." Then they remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb and broke the news of all this to the 11 and the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles, but the apostles didn't believe a word of it. Thought they were making it all up. But Peter jumped to his feet and ran to the tomb. He stooped to look in and saw a few grave clothes, but that's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head. "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery?" We who profess to be Christians are often guilty of looking for the living one in a cemetery. Now note that cemeteries are not only those grounds where bodies are buried. They're not always in remote places of the city or on the edges of town. Most cemeteries are found in our states of mind. Many of us are challenged with trying to find the living one among the dead. Many in this life are the walking dead. This is not a movie or a stage play, but you can imagine that this life reflects those characterizations that we find in movies. The reality is that we are here to reflect and demonstrate God's glory. A very wise minister preached a powerful sermon on Easter Sunday a number of years ago. He spoke about how Christians might want to step into their belief system more powerfully. How Christians may want to begin to embrace the story of the resurrection, not as a token of symbolism, but a reality of what it means to be Christian. He spoke about how we need to take to heart what the resurrection actually means. He went on to quote a famous author at the time, Richard Bach, to make his point. The quote that he read goes like this: "What a caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly." That minister, that author, that quote bring together the essence of it all. It brings together all that reflects the joy of what it means to be a Christian. All of those elements are illustrations of the resurrection. That's the demonstration of transformation. That's the demonstration of transformation. And that is the joy of Easter. So, on this Easter Sunday, do not have a heavy heart about the empty tomb. Don't even think about looking for the living one among the dead. Just as there were only grave clothes in the tomb when they looked, there are only shreds of the caterpillar's chrysalis left behind when we look. Easter means that we can look at life through new eyes, through transformed eyes. Easter means that life has a different experience for us because of this transformation. Easter means that when you see a butterfly, it will never, ever seem the same. God bless and happy Easter.